Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, honky tonk.
All right, Ronnie Hot Dog, we're back to the Sire.
I've come back to the Sire, didn't I? Last week you tried to get me to do some fellow with no feet.
Yeah.
Doing a noise.
I thought you did it very well.
Well, it didn't feel right.
All right, we'll try this one. Could you do me the noise of a man who's just completed re-grouting a difficult tiled area in his bathroom, maybe above a boiler or something?
Right.
Yeah, satisfied. Well, yeah. Don't you think that's immediately put us on a better footing?
Right, do you want me to start again with that then?
Go on, yeah.
All right,
OK. Oh, hey, you sound like you've just done some tiling or something
Look at that.
Good job.
Job well done.
How long will that take to dry then? Not long, I suppose.
Just a couple hours.
Yeah, with it being above the boiler and that.
A couple hours, I'll have a shower later on.
God, it's like, I'm just imagining, but it's almost like just that simple job. It looks like a new bathroom.
I feel like a new man.
Yeah. God, I'd like to come in here and have a pint on the pot here.
No, you can't.
Oh, well, I'm just saying I'd like to.
Don't say that.
Do you want... That's a bit like Morrissey, wasn't it? Do you want a name? Was it all like that? I had dinner with Morrissey once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have any meat?
Round his house. No, we're all veggie.
Was it?
Yeah, he had a chef and everything.
Did he?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think he'd have the chef, would you? But having said that, you wouldn't think he'd cook himself either.
No, so...
What kind of potatoes did he...
So, all right, so what's the other alternative? He's got no one cooks for you.
New potatoes?
No, he didn't have new potatoes. It was like, you know, it was like a fiddly menu, like little bits of...
Shit.
Shitty bits.
MasterChef shit.
Yeah, shitty bits. Shitty bits, hot shitty bits.
Like tapas, but...
But I shouldn't have felt it was in a lovely dining room.
A sprout.
Yeah.
Drizzled in tomato ketchup.
Yeah, with, I don't know, UKIP written on it or something. I don't know. I'm not associating Morrissey with UKIP. I didn't mean that, but
no,
like with a slogan on it.
Yeah.
But it was in a lovely, like, oak panel dining room.
In his house?
In his house.
Oak got meat in it?
Oak?
Oak.
No, well...
There's no meat in oak, is there? I'm just trying to trip him up.
Yeah,
on the small details.
You won't trip him up like that. Mind you, I was let into the house and I'll have had leather shoes on. Probably,
really?
Yeah.
Turned a blind eye, did he?
He doesn't say a great deal. He explained to me that the house was haunted.
Right. Sandy Shaw.
He explained to me that he'd never owned a suit, but he liked the suit I was wearing.
Was he quite pleased about that, was he?
That he'd never worn one?
He'd never owned a suit.
I don't know that he was... I think he just said, I'd never owned a suit, but that's a nice suit.
Right. I've never owned a suit,
but that's a nice suit. Shall we bring Morrissey? Shall we bring him into this podcast?
We might have to.
Shall we make him the new manager of, I don't know, who needs it? Oh, well, no one knows who the manager of Swansea is. We could say that's Morrissey, couldn't we?
It could be. That sounds very good, yeah. For next week.
Also, I always like to say this from time to time, Andy.
Right.
Because, you know, I know you sometimes tweet something like, what's the thing you tweet where you say, you'll never be better than him? He's better than you.
Well, yeah.
I always sometimes, well, I'll put it in a tweet form. So listen to this.
Okay.
I once had dinner with Audrey Hepburn. It's simple, isn't it? Bob Mortimer is better than you.
Right.
So I just sometimes like to put that in.
Is that true?
In case you're thinking that I'm not better than you.
See, the thing is, over the weeks that we've been doing this, I've come to realise that you are pretty much a congenital liar.
Fuck off.
So, I don't believe a single thing you say now. Tell me about you having dinner with Audrey Hepburn, then.
I'm not going to tell you about it.
Because you would have to make something up on the spot.
I wouldn't have to make something up on the spot. I promise you I did. Tell me something I've lied about over the course of these 43 podcasts.
Raheem Sterling going to Great Ormond Street Hospital.
He had to be sent.
He's
just
18.
A kidney. Yeah, but he's got the. But that's not really the criteria, Andy. You know those people who have that disease who they're born and their age is speeded up. So like their they're seven, but they look they're 40, or they're 40, but they've got the body of a 6-year-old.
Are you saying that Raheem Sterling is six?
I'm not. Well,
it sounds like it.
I don't lie about having dinner with Morrissey or Audrey Hepburn. That was what my mum said to me on her deathbed.
Don't lie.
She said, do what you want in your life. You know, eat what you want, go where you want, but don't start lying about Audrey or Mr. Morrissey.
Right.
Will you promise me that, Bob? I held her hand.
And you did.
Gave her a last kiss.
Okay.
And so I wouldn't lie about that.
Where did you kiss her?
Sorry?
Where did you kiss her?
Well, on the cheek or forehead, as far as I remember.
All right.
Well, you're disgusting. Do you want a name? I was thinking that you might... I know you like... You rejected... Shitty man, right?
I did, yeah.
I just wanted to run it past you once more.
I wasn't feeling it last week.
It's been sat in front of you. It keeps coming back to me. Shitty man.
Yeah.
You know, keeps coming back to me. What about the Knight Thomas, right? he's almost invisible in the shadows.
Right.
And he creeps around the local estate. Cul-de-sacs is his favourite haunt.
Right.
And maybe just drops his Thomas out every now and then. No one sees it. I'm not saying you're a... You know that you're a pervert,
right?
Chesty Matthews,
I like that. Is that a man or a woman?
It's a man, but a man like you who's quite chesty,
right?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Used to be a little bow-legged, quite tricky winger for Preston,
right?
Yeah, he's retired now.
Yep.
And now he's got a pigeon chest because he's on steroids, and he's also got the tits.
Right.
Again, sat here, it seems perfect for you, Andy.
I'll be the shitty man, I think.
You're going to be shitty man. At last.
How about these for you? You can obviously be honky-tonk if you want to be, or you can be, get ready for this, Probe Tube 3.
Nope. No, thank you. I'm looking for the one.
There's got to be one. I've gone from 54 down to 3.
And you've done well. I'm grateful for that, Andy.
I'll have to go back.
I'm forever in your debt, you know, but...
Well, yeah, I'm not, though, am I? You're not that arsed. I'll have to go back to them, see if I can get... If I got your Probe Tube 1, would you be happy with it for, like, just 2 days?
I don't know
if I can get it for a whole week.
I'll take it for a morning. I'll take it for a part day. See, right. Ask him if they do a part day deal.
Right, I'll see what happens.
PDD, I call them.
Here's your other choices. Sophie Nice Lass.
Yeah, like it.
She's called Sophie. She's a nice lass.
She's a nice lass. She's average intelligence.
Yeah, she's not harmful.
Average looks.
Not a harmful lass. No malice.
Average looks.
Yeah.
Age?
23. Graduate. Nice lass.
Graduate but unemployed?
Yeah.
She does
intern work at various media organisations.
Various meat factories.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take it. I'd love to be 23
You haven't had
again.
The third choice yet.
All right, go on.
Asti Spumanti.
Yeah.
He's a low-budget Lothario and he's got a season ticket at the Karaoke Club.
Oh, he goes along every week. We get up to sing, does he?
It's his own booth.
I'll be the young lady, if I'm
okay,
there.
Okay, Sophie Nice Lass.
So where do you want to go from here, Andy? We meet again.
We do.
We meet again to do our bits and pieces. I've been watching Better Call Saul. I absolutely adore it.
This is another example of me being off the pace, culture-wise, because not only have I not seen Better Call Saul, I've only got the end of series one of Breaking Bad.
You do that deliberately, though, to be the outsider, don't you? Oh, I haven't seen it.
I watched series one of Breaking Bad and I thought it was shite.
Really?
Yeah. But everyone's like saying, oh, no, you've got to stick with it. Series 2, it gets really good. Series 2's when it really picks up. I'm sorry, but if you're going to make a TV series, fucking make it good from the beginning. Don't go, oh, well, this is shite, but if you stick with it for another 10 hours, it'll be all right.
No, you probably don't. It's probably not your cup of tea, Andy. Simple as that.
What are you saying,
What do you mean
by that?
Well,
are you saying I'm not sophisticated enough to be able to deal with...
No, you're probably a Walking Dead, Game of Thrones,
I know all about
Viking.
People making cracking caravans.
No,
I'm from Sunderland.
What colour's the crack in Breaking Bad?
Red crack.
Yeah, honestly, Andy, it's not for you. It's like you've got a wider, not emptier mind, but like a more spacious mind. And you'd like things like pixies and dragons to drift through it.
I watched series one of Game of Thrones as well and knocked that on the head as well.
I didn't understand it. I didn't know what was going on.
Bollocks,
I've also, this is me, do you remember a couple of podcasts ago I said I wanted to make a regular TV and film slot? So this is that slot.
Oh, you've just squeezed that in there, right? You've got
second
more.
Recommendation is Big Little Lies.
Yes.
You seen that one?
I'm 2 episodes in.
It's great, isn't it? School mums.
Mm-hmm.
All that business. It's good fun, isn't it?
I like looking at school mums.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman.
Yep.
Reese Witherspoon.
There's another one I don't know. Laura Dern.
Laura Dern, who we'll remember from, was it Raised in Arizona or something like that?
What, Blue Velvet?
Hey, I've got you all drawn into me TV club, haven't I?
You have. this could be a separate podcast.
Finally, Andy, another film. I hope people have watched Barbara, 2012.
I have watched it.
Well,
I watched Barbara the sitcom by mistake with Gwen Taylor.
I don't know that.
It's on YouTube.
And my film recommendation is A Room for Romeo Brass.
That's an old film, though, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't mean... I mean, Barbara's 2012. Romeo Brass is probably 2002 or something.
Right, okay.
Superb film. So that's the end of that section. Now, also, Andy...
Do I not get to contribute to that section?
Yeah, can you contribute to me? Why don't we give it a jingle?
Oh, God, no, you're all right. I haven't got any.
TV and film recommendations for your dialectic. Yeah, let's not do it.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Any good?
Very, very good.
Was it funny?
Very funny.
That's why everyone says, oh, you should go and see it because it's funny.
It's very funny. Very wisecracky.
Yeah.
A little bit too violent for the little ones.
What about the last half hour?
Last half hour? Can't remember any of the last half hour.
Yeah, it's a good question to ask anyone who goes to see a CGI thing. Is like, look knowledgeable and say, yeah, but what about the last half hour? And you'll usually pull some out, because it's usually just a big fight, isn't it?
Big fighting, action.
Yeah.
Improbable stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, I enjoyed it. Listen, can you... think of a number for me between 1 and 40. Don't tell me what it is.
I've done it.
Between 1 and 40. Now double it.
Yep.
Now subtract 15.
Oh, that's quite hard, but I've done it.
Don't tell me your number.
I haven't.
Now tell me your number.
25.
25 there. Thanks. I'm doing some work as an ambassador for the government's new number awareness scheme.
All right, so...
And that's just that there.
So now the world's more aware of the number 25.
Yeah.
What could we?
It's not less aware than it was 30 seconds ago, is it?
I think it's a tiny bit more aware.
Drip feed.
I think people are thinking like I am. What do I associate 25 with? What do you associate 25 with? Very little, to be honest.
A dartboard.
What? Or for the outer circle.
The outer circle of the bullseye.
Yeah, that's a good
25. What do you associate 25 with?
25?
The year you lost your virginity.
Ha ha.
1925,
yeah. I would have chosen 25. I'm going to stick with this. I'm determined to think of something. 25. I associate 25.
This is why we have the programme for the number awareness. You see, this is it in action.
Have you seen how unaware I am of the number 25?
Exactly.
Blimey, I feel such a heathen.
You're going to have to work on it, aren't you?
I would like to do a bit of EPL, something like that.
Go on then, Bob.
All right.
Have you got?
Well, I'm still holding off for legal reasons.
Oh.
On my version of what happened after the Arsenal Tottenham match. So we're going to have a Gangs of EPL special, North London special. So I'm going to go and tell you a little about what happened when I bumped into the Man United gang.
All right, then.
So, Gangs of the EPL. So, the River Ribble up in Lancashire. Oh, wait.
Evocative.
Evocative, like a poached egg on crispy brown toast. Beautiful river. So, it's good for chub, good for barbel,
yep.
That sort of thing. And there's a very exclusive private stretch, but I get in because of me VIP
status. Because of your contacts.
Or my contacts.
Yeah. Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Associations.
Don't shed doubt on my Audrey Hepburn.
Whatever.
Well, what's whatever? You're Catherine Tate, are you? Do you know
have you had dinner with Catherine Tate as well?
I haven't. My only memory of Catherine Tate is she's...
She's not dead.
My only memory is that she did her first show out of the same offices that my management are, right? And so I was walking down a corridor and on a door it said, The Catherine Tate Show, yeah?
Right.
No one had heard of her at that point, yeah?
Right.
Or I don't know, but not she hadn't been on telly, right?
Right.
So I walked in there and there was only...
Why did you walk in?
Because I do, because I'm a friendly character. So I say hello, see what's happening. And I walked in there and it was a very empty office, but with just one person in it, yeah? And I said, is this the Catherine Tate show? Yeah?
Yeah.
And the person said, yes. And I said, it's not very good, is it? Yeah.
What did they say?
I can't remember what they said, Annie, but I remember saying, I have just made a terrible error that will remain with me for 3, 4, 5 days.
Mm.
But I thought it was quite a good joke. No?
No.
No.
That's quite bad. So, you're quite lacking in social skills, I think.
I have good social skills.
Do you?
Yeah.
You would say that if you were lacking in them, though.
Well, come on,
you?
You've hung around with me. When have I've never disappointed you social skills wise, have I? I'm a bit shy. I'm a bit. But I'll say hello.
What do you mean,
how are you
hung
doing?
Around? I've not really hung around with you. As soon as we finish this, you fuck off.
Of course I fuck off. I want to get back home and watch the telly. Do you know Teen Mum 2 started again?
Has it?
This time it's twins. That should have been in a different section, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
So I'll cover that next
week.
I'll
edit that out.
So I set up, and I noticed, set up me stuff, me rod and that, and I noticed just along the bank is Wade Rudy, Phil Jones, Marcus Rashford.
Right.
Yeah. And the little robot, Rudy Toady, all having a nice fish, yeah? I don't know whether you call it fish or angle. You know, they were having an angle. Having a fish, whatever. Fishing.
Having a dip.
Dipping it in, dip the float in. So I sidle up, get a bit nearer, and I'm nicely hidden by a bush so I can listen in, Andy, right?
Right.
Wade says, hope we catch something soon, I'm starving. Phil says, no, I have to be careful with Phil. Had anyone seen my bread and butter? It's in a Tupperware box. My mother wrote Phillips bread and butter on it with a Sharpie. You know the pen David Beckham advocates. Wade goes, can you still pipe down? You'll scare off the fish. We need quiet. You're worse than Colleen when she sees a full skip. Phil says, look, I'm sorry to be a pain, says Phil, but has anyone seen my Tupperware box? I've got to pull the tummy and the bread helps it settle. Rudy Toady chirps in, upset stomach can be caused by trapped wind, acid indigestion, constipation or bacterial infection. Common symptoms are aching, bloating and diarrhoea. Christ's sake, wouldn't it, R2-D2? Your voice is really shrill. It's going to penetrate the water and fuck off all the fish. It's as bad as when Colleen finds out I've eaten all the chicken dippers. At that moment, in strides Zlatan, right, naked, apart from quite a thick belt that's got characters from the Frozen movie on it. So that's a nice belt, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
And he's got the Tupperware box. So Phil says, thanks, Zlatan. You found me Tupperware box. Yes, Zlatan had a shit in it. Oh, bloody hell, what did you do with the bread and butter? Zlatan had poorly tummy. Zlatan ate it to help it settle. Then Zlatan bends over, touches his toes with his nose, right? Now clean Zlatan's anus. So they all take out the little shoulder wipes and begin to work away at his anus, right? Now, as they're working away, Marcus finds a little single niblet of corn. That can happen sometimes, can't it, Andy?
It can.
So Marcus puts the corn on his hook, and sure enough, first catch, he catches a big, plump catfish, right? Oh, he's chuffed to fuck, man. Phil says, me mum says I mustn't eat spicy food. It makes me face bloated and gives me frightening dreams about stick insects with handbags. At which point, Zlatan karate kicks Phil into the river. Yeah?
Yeah.
Boosh. That, funnily enough, I know it's quick.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story.
Wow.
But I know, it's incomplete. It feels incomplete, doesn't it?
It very much does, yes.
But it is, that's the end.
Sometimes that's what happens in life.
Yeah.
Something comes out of the blue.
Yeah.
And just ends it.
I'm a bit scared of Zlatan, and I hot-footed it at that point.
That's a good ending.
Yeah?
That's a good ending.
So I got out of there.
Almost got out of it there.
So,
yeah.
Did you think that was a bit like of Mice and Men? You know, the riverbank and the kicking him into the river?
I've never read of Mice and Men.
All right, well then, I think
it is a film?
It's a film, it's a book, a movie. It's not in the film club. Don't get people confused. I'm not recommending it.
Right.
So,
is it no good?
It's a good book, yeah. You read it when you're a kid. It makes you cry a bit.
Well, come on, I've not read it then.
You do know, a big lad smothers his little brother. I don't mean to, but he kills him.
Dave Prowse?
Oh, I don't know who Dave Prowse is. Is he a snooker player?
He was the Green Cross Cord man.
I met him once.
Have you had dinner with him, have you?
No, I haven't had dinner with him. I wouldn't want dinner with Dave Prowse.
Why? Why? What's wrong with Dave Prowse?
Well, he was a nice enough fella, but I was in the post office getting a passport.
Not famous enough for you.
Well, he was a big deal to me at the time, actually, Andy, because I think he were in Star Wars.
Yeah, he was.
Stuff like that. But he was in the queue next to me at the post office in London when I was getting my passport to go to the World Cup in 1982.
Oh, really?
So that's a great story, isn't
it? Was he in front of you in the queue or behind you in the queue?
I would say he was beside me and behind me and in front of me. He was everywhere.
He was all over you?
Yeah, all over me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Can I do a song, Andy? Have you got something?
What have I got?
You're not doing one of your East German songs?
No, I haven't got one this week.
Thank God for that.
The reaction to last week's song was quite violent.
Yeah.
At times.
But ruined the old podcast, let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
So, well, if you're not doing it...
Go on, you do a song then.
Okay. Right, I'll just get ready. You're going to have to do... It's the same tune. Do you remember you did the synth for me?
All right, yeah, yeah.
Would you be able to do that for
us? No problem, Bob.
Thank you. I have got some words for the last bit this time.
Good.
I'd still like the synth.
I'll still play over the top of it, though.
Dental nurses, hand over tools. Top up the mouthwash and mix the fucking glues. Dental nurses, bored out of the tits, putting tubes in your gob and sucking out bits of grit. Raspberry jam is nice, but it's full of fucking pips. Nutella spreads quite easily, but it looks like turkey shit. Lemon curd is tasty, but it's very high in fat. So I'll stick to marmalade on a thinly buttered bap. Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome. I got a bit distracted by the song, but I stuck with it.
It's a nice song. It's got important information and takeaway value for people.
It was kind of a song in two halves, really, wasn't it? Because it was dental nurses at the start, and then in the second part it was like very spreads.
Yeah, but they're a very interesting comparison, yeah? Because both things are taken for granted until you really put them under the microscope. And I'd encourage listeners to put... The lot of the dental nurse,
yeah.
And then also think about those jams and spreads
If you go easy on the jams and the spreads and the curds,
yeah,
you're probably going to be less inclined to have to visit the dental nurse. So there's a kind of a warning there.
Yeah.
Can I just do a little bit of yes, no behind the door with you?
Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, it's fun, man.
Just all right,
go along with it.
So.
Right, see that door there.
I'll tell you what. When I had dinner with Audrey Hepburn, I wasn't playing the behind the door game, I'll tell you that much.
It hasn't been invented then. Right. This, to me, this feels like Channel 5 game show.
Okay.
I think if we can get Jimmy Carr on board,
yeah,
we could be onto something, but that's another story. Right, that door there you can see.
Yeah.
Imagine there's another door next to it in your imagination, and I'm going to say some things, and you've got to tell me if you would go through that imaginary door.
Yeah, I understand.
To look at them.
All right.
Close up. A pint pot full of glitter.
No, thank you.
Okay. Patrick Swayze's ghost. Well,
yeah.
It's not the ghost from the film Ghost. He's wearing a built-up shoe.
One built-up shoe?
Just one built-up shoe. He's barefoot on the other foot.
I'd like to see that, thank you.
You would, wouldn't you? A vicar, but he's got cornrows.
It's nice.
What'd you say?
What about his shoes? He could built-up shoe
just
or anything?
Standard shoe, standard vicar shoes.
I'd like to go and see
dress
him.
Dress shoe.
I'd like to go and see him,
right.
Please.
Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Yeah.
But a little bit of his brain.
Hey, Nicholas Lyndhurst is the original Rodney Plonker, isn't he?
He is.
So Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Have you had associations with him as well?
Yeah. No, Nick Lyndhurst. Never met him. I've never met him.
Okay. Well, Nicholas Lyndhurst behind the door, but a little bit of his brain coming out of his nostril.
Oh, brain stuff again. No, not interested.
No. All right. One out of four.
Only one. I got one out of four there.
Yep.
I bet it was Patrick Swayze.
Listen, while I've got you here.
Yeah.
I'd like to try and fleece some money out of you.
All right.
With another of my Dragon's Den ideas.
Oh, go on, I like them, yeah.
Here we go. Right, it's called Energy Tits.
Right.
Right, now what it is, it's like a pair of plastic tits.
Yep.
You strap them on.
Yep.
Like wearing a bra, but men can wear them as well. And what it is, they're filled up with liquidised superfoods.
Right.
And then there's a plastic straw that comes out of the cleavage.
Yeah.
So every now and again, an alarm goes off. Every, like, say, 3 hours.
Right.
When you need some nutrition. The alarm goes off and the straw comes up. And you just suck some of the superfoods out of your own energy tits.
Why couldn't you just have it in a carrier bag?
Because you've got to carry a carrier bag around with you.
Yeah, well, you've got to carry energy tits around.
No, you
have
when you wear them. They strap them on, you wear them. You don't. They're so lightweight, you don't even know you're wearing them until blam, 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 the alarm goes off.
And
out comes the straw, and you suck up at stuff like nuts, seeds, wasabi peas, cubed fish, but it's all liquidised.
Oh, it's all liquidised, is it?
It's low impact.
How do you mean?
It's got a positive spread.
Yeah.
I've done market research and it scores highly on both reach and pull.
Well, that's all encouraging
results. I
think
you'll agree, it's pretty much the golden formula.
Very encouraging.
When you're trying to do a startup.
I suppose it's something you haven't mentioned, but there is a safety aspect as well, isn't there, Andy? Because say there was a stray bullet or a, I don't know, you know, they'll take a bit of impact, is what I'm saying.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lightweight, but it's another layer, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when they're full.
Yeah.
Well, when you tell me about that market research, obviously.
Yeah, reach and pull.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be fucking mad not to be interested.
Right.
Anything else, sir?
I want 200 grand for 3%. And I'll take a check today.
I'm interested, but I'd like to see the market research first, Andy. I'd like to see hard copy of the market research.
Fucking hell. Look, you either make a decision now.
All right, I'm out.
Offers with...
All right,
seriously.
I'm out, yeah.
Honestly.
Energy tits, not going to be part of my portfolio.
Fucking bastard.
What else?
Clogs for dogs.
Interested, vaguely. I've seen a dog with clogs. It's very amusing.
Has someone else done it?
Yeah. Oh. Scratch it.
Hats for twats.
Scratch it. Only twats wear hats, don't they? Is basically, that's what they say down at Millwall.
That's kind of all I've got.
Hi, Barry Homeowner here. Yeah, ding dong. Ding dong, you know who's there, don't you?
It's
ding
Barry
dong,
Homeowner.
Landlord here. Had a few complaints from neighbours about the noise you're making when you weep at night. Could you keep it down? Yeah, we all have bad days. Here, have this lottery ticket. It's a £10 win, but I can't be fucking bothered to claim it. Yeah? Ding dong, landlord here. I've come to do an inspection, mainly for smells. You know, the smell of failure and rejection, renter. Ding dong, landlord here. Just bought you round this brochure on first-time mortgages. Thought you could pass it on to someone who can actually fucking afford one. Arf, arf. Actually, you know, here's a good tip for you, Andy. Yeah, I own my own home now, obviously, and I actually sanitise my hot tub with salt tablets rather than chlorine. Much, much gentler on your skin. Much gentler. So much gentler on your skin. I think that's important. Ding dong, landlord here. I've decided I want the rent paid by direct debit from now on. I can't risk having a photo of me taken with a renter. Can you imagine? At the casino. Ding dong. Landlord here. Hi, tenant. I'm collecting for charity. It's called Tenant Aid. It gives tenants advice on how to blow their brains out. Hey, I tell you what, actually, I scratched my dancing cane at the casino the other night. I scratched my dancing cane. Gonna have to hike up the tenant's rent to cover a total revarnish. Yeah? Bad day. Yeah, so that's him, Andy.
So Barry Homeowner is now a bastard landlord as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Not I just suppose... a homeowner, he's a fucking...
Yeah, he's changed a bit, hasn't he?
He has.
Yeah. Love my home. Love my wife. Love my home. Love my island, my kitchen island.
Yeah. I'd like to do a Vince Parsnips episode of the sitcom.
All right.
What were we calling it? Was it More Parsnips Vicar or Dial P for Parsnips?
Dial P for Parsnips.
Dial P for Parsnips. Do you want to do the theme tune?
Parsnips.
Oh, Marion, Marion, I'm not well. I feel all faint and woozy.
Oh, you look all pale, love. Sit yourself down.
I think I'm going to pass out, Marion.
Speak to me, Vince. Keep talking.
Oh, Twitter, contactless payments. Same day, August delivery. Pulled pork.
Oh, no, Vince, you've gone all modern. Wait there, I'll get something that'll sort you out. Try to stay awake. Stay with me, Vince.
Hurry, Marion, I'm slipping away. Fitbits, driverless cars, Pokemon Go.
Here, Vince, quick, have a sip from this can of Cresta Pop.
Oh, that's frothy, man. Oh, yes, that's working. Thanks, Marion.
Are you feeling a bit more like yourself now, Vince?
Oh, I think so. Do you remember hedgehog crisps? Eh? Crisps made from actual hedgehogs and fries 5 centres. Do you remember them, eh? And Sale of the Century with Nicholas Parsons. Do you remember it? And the Mastermind board game with that fella on the front of the box with a bird and putting calamine lotion on your chicken pox and smoking upstairs on the bus and beat 'em, Max!
Oh, Vince, don't ever scare me like that again. Oh, Marion, I feel so much better. Hey, go and put the chip pan on, love. Let's see if we can set the house on fire.
That was a really good episode.
There was some tension there, wasn't there?
A really good episode.
Yeah.
I've got a Scottish tale, Anne. Did you think it's time for one?
I think it is, yeah.
Here we go. Mary MacDougall McDermott McNeil was born out of wedlock in the year 2000. Her parents had hidden her birth from all other folk, and especially from the laird and his spies. Mm. His parents lived in a secluded croft, and Mary spent her youth locked away in a secret cellar, just reading, mostly tales about the mainland and how her life might have been if she had escaped the island. So are you interested?
A little bit.
She's sort of like hiding there. Like, who's the famous hider who hid on the floor? But Anne Frank. Bit like that sort of vibe.
On a Scottish island again.
Now, every year, the laird's men took a census on the island, and today was census day. She was instructed to hide in the secret hole and be as still and quiet as a discarded oatcake. As she lay in her hole, her mind drifted toward an imagined life on the mainland. She saw herself working in Halfords in the striking orange and brown uniform. She would carry out free health checks on vehicles and advise motorists of travel requirements when driving abroad in Europe. You must always carry a litter tray and a tin of plums when travelling in France, or you will be subjected to an on-the-spot fine, she would warn the motorists. In Italy, you must always have at least 3 aqualungs and a bag of pepper in your boot, or you may spend a night in the cell. And in Spain, be sure to always have a wedding dress and a bread maker in your car, or your car may be seized and crushed without further notice. After work, a young, handsome colleague would take her for a dram in a local hostelry. As the whiskey loosened his tongue, he would comment that she had a formidable amount of tut, so much so that huge swathes of it had to be considered surplus. She would giggle and place her hand alongside his personal pipe so that it swole and forced the AA membership card in his pocket to cut into the bulb of his Horatio. Then she heard the floorboards above her creaking and the sound of the laird's henchmen descending the stairs to the cellar. Try as she might, her fear got the better of her and she let out a little oaty tummy squeaker. The cover of her hidey hole was wrenched open and she died an instant death. For the henchman had the face
of Robbie Savage. The face of Robbie Savage. The face of Robbie Savage.
So that was another Scottish tale.
It was very heavy on driving regulations.
Aye, well, she was advising motorists before they travelled to Europe. Right. New French regulation. Your headlights must be covered with small dinosaur stickers.
You know, there's a lot of that stuff, though,
isn't
there?
There's a lot of that you get, yeah.
In France. I'm quite glad we're going to come out of the EU.
Yeah, just for that reason.
That's one of the predominant reasons of leaving, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, then, are you going to fuck off first, or shall I?
I'd like to go first, thank you.
Right.
I don't want to take that waft from you as you leave the door. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.